بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In a number of hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has cautioned us against the consumption of that which is doubtful and haram. In fact, in the Quran also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed much emphasis on this. And it is absolutely important that every now and again we screen our income. And we should be particular of where we are earning our funds from. Sometimes we take it for granted because something is common and it is practiced by perhaps many within the community or many within the business fraternity or any other fraternity. We feel that it is acceptable and we continue earning money and earnings through that avenue, thinking it is halal, whereas when we study it and when we look deeper into it, we find that it is doubtful or that it is haram. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith that يأتي على الناس زمان, that towards the end of time, one of the signs of Qiyamah, such a period and such a time will come across the Ummah, لا يبالي المرء ما أخذ منه, a person will not be bothered and he will not be concerned as to where he earned his money from. He will, so long as he's earning and so long as he is receiving an income, he does not ask about its compliance to Sharia, whether it is Sharia compliant or not, whether it is doubtful or not. He doesn't sometimes want to ask because there's fear that if I might ask, I might receive a response that will then curtail my income and my earnings. So I rather not ask the mas'ala. Let me just keep on earning through this avenue. May Allah SWT say, the time will come where you will not be bothered. Amin al-halal, amin al-haram. Whether it is halal income or harar income, so long as he is earning and that income, you won't want to question it or inspect it or verify it, so long as he is earning and he is making an income. May Allah grant us the blessing.